Blog Talk Radio.
You was popping, my dudes. PSA podcast. Salutations to all, man. Oh, I've been seeing a lot of talk about PG this, PG that. Should this person get a PG? This person's name been floating on social media the last couple of days. I seen league owners coming out talking about this individual. I seen battle rappers coming out talking about this individual. I like this. I like when there's tension in the air in battle rap when it's healthy. Not the crazy buffoonery bullshit that we've seen within the last couple of weeks. Yeah, man. I'm seeing a lot of people talking. I like the Twitter talk. Waiting for the guest to call up. We're going to get down to the... Oh, there he is right there, ladies and gentlemen. PSA Podcast, salutations to all. A lot of talks about, should this individual get a PG? I'm seeing league owners coming out talking a lot of stuff, man. Let's just get the individual in here, and let's see what he's talking about tonight, man. Loso, what's good, my brother?
Yo, what's poppin', bro? You already know. What's up?
How you, man?
I'm top of the world right now. Top of the world.
I would say you're being talked about in a lot.
I know, right?
What's your take? What's been going on the last couple of days, man?
Yo, all honesty, bro, I did not think it was going to go ahead and garner this much attention. It was just a behind the closed doors conversation about some opportunities that they kind of were throwing at me. And when it kind of surfaced, really when the shade was kind of surfacing, and I started seeing everybody chiming in, even the thought of me kind of doing a PG, because that's really what it was before Norz, before P, before John or myself even kind of went on social media and said anything. The people caught wind of an opportunity of me kind of doing a PG, and little by little, people kept, you know, saying, yo, I don't think he should do one. I think he should do one. I think he's past it. I don't think he's past, you know, like stuff like that. And it just, it grew. It was bigger than what I thought. I still didn't even really comprehend what was going on until I started looking at my phone every 5 minutes. And I was like, yo, this is crazy right now. So, it's crazy, man.
Free promo. It's a good promo, though, at the end of the day. Healthy promo. Mm-hmm. Where did it start from, though? Did it start on social media where everything starts from? Is that where the initial conversation picked up and I see battle rappers coming at you left, right, front, and center?
Yeah, I see that. So what it was, you know, obviously I've always been getting offers to do a PG, you know what I'm saying, since before, like kind of like my first, since I did that tryout with John, and I think it was in the Unbiased Review group. And somebody had like put a video of me rapping, and Norbs had seen me there. And then since Norbs had seen me, you know, he kind of hit me up and offered. But at the time, you know, I kind of built a relationship with Norbs at the time, and I told him, I said, look, I'm gonna be straight up with you. You know, I definitely at the time I was thinking about doing the PG. I was just gonna go ahead and do it, but I was like, yo, I'm gonna take this route with John. I'm gonna go ahead and do this bullpen joint. And because that's what John did, you know what I'm saying? He asked for a year. And then since then, periodically, they had, you know, kind of contacted me about it. I never once, I don't know where the thought process of Loso is begging for a PG, Loso is begging to get on your route. Never. You've never heard me say that. You know what I'm saying? You've never.
I think that's
never
fans,
been
though. I think that's fans saying more of that than you. You know what I mean?
But
just
I
to get your shit.
Even, I feel like there's even been people within URL saying that, man. And for me, I'm kind of looking at it like, yo, you could check the call logs, you know what I'm saying? Nothing outgoing, it's been incoming. And so for me, I said several times, Dre, I respect what they got going on. I respect their protocol and everything. So put it this way, you said what kind of started off? What kind of started all this off? They hit John up. They hit John up and they hit Saga up. P called both of these dudes. because I've never had a conversation with old boy. You know what I'm saying? I've never had a conversation where I've never met him, nothing like that. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he sounds like, nothing
right.
like that. They contacted him and said, yo, we got this upcoming card. I don't want to say the card or whatnot.
Right.
Nor do I want to say where it's at or not. But
yeah,
all,
cool.
all story,
I respect that.
Yeah. Long story short, it was a good situation that was going to be able to accommodate me. You know what I'm saying? And they was going to accommodate me even a little more than the regular you know, PG. And so, because, you know, we put some stuff together and we said, yo, if we're going to do this event, if we're going to do this, this is what we need. The original, this way it was, and I keep telling Ryder, the disrespect started when they told John John, Loso cannot get Ryder or Jack Boy out the gate because Ryder and Jack Boy are above Loso's pay grade. That's when it was like, yo, what? Like, you can't use language like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you
yeah.
use language like that, that's when it gets to, like, yo, you discrediting kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what the brand I kind of built over here just off myself. You know what I'm saying? We're not even talking
right.
about the bullpen entity yet. So my just the name Loso. And so for me hearing that, I was like, man, so I swept that under the rug. I promise you, I swept that under the rug. I said, I bet. They said, look, these are dudes you can get. They threw Holmesy, R Streets, and Craig Lamar at me. I'm looking at all three of them, and I'm saying, all right, bet. I really didn't want to battle none of them. I think maybe R Streets may be the most consistent. Maybe Holmesy might have had the most. Maybe he's probably talked about it the most three like recently. But I think Craig Lamar has the highest ceiling. I just think that if I get all of them at their best, like if I get their best battle, I think Craig Lamar's performance against JC tops anything that they've ever done. So for me, I was like,
I agree with that.
He a Tampa dude. I'm a Tampa dude. We could build a little storyline around it. Cool. We locked it in, bro. We had it. Now what happened after that? It was a bunch of conversations about Loso. Should Loso do this? And Norbs and P and pretty much people in URL. They just kept throwing a little shade like, yo, we really okay if he comes over here. Yo, I'm not really too crazy about the kid. Like he. Are we only doing this to help him out, yada, yada. And I'm like, what? And so I kept seeing countless and countless of tweets and posts on Facebook and Facebook Live and stuff like that. And I'm just like, yo, if I get on stage now, after they kind of diminishing not just the work I put in, but me as a battle rapper, I'm going to look like a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to look like they kind of, like, played me this whole time. And so I was like, man, you know what, John? Let's go ahead and dead this battle then. So I heard one of them try to say something about, yo, I don't think he could beat R Streets. I don't think he's better than R Streets.
I'm hearing that name.
Said,
I've been hearing that name the last couple of days. R Streets ain't going to have me. R Streets is okay. Sorry.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? They need something. This is what it is at the end of the day. And somebody take this sideways, cool. They need something to build a storyline around their class because their class doesn't have a personality. It doesn't. You got to think about it. It's very, very, very rough. I mean, they going to see a bunch of different dudes in their PGs, but it's very, very tough to get a twerk. It's just tough to get a New Jersey twerk, you know what I'm saying? And so even the dudes, even the Riders and the Jacks, they're struggling to go ahead and stay afloat. They're struggling to go ahead and build a storyline around it. That's why
I think with Ryder, he needed to stay away from that two-on-two shit. He needed to focus on one-on-one competition. I actually like Ryder a lot. With Jack Boy,
I did too.
He gotta win some battles. Gotta win on one on one battles.
You know what
I'm saying?
They were banking on Jack and John. They were banking on that. That did it. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? They weren't gonna put the bread up for that. But then they was banking on that with the Ryder situation. Same thing. Like yeah, he gotta stay for the two on two, but the one on one opportunities weren't coming up. So you look at the situation, and now they're looking at the class. So now they're gonna throw R Streets and saying Loso can't be R Streets. I told somebody this. I said, cool, if you really feel that way, cool. You know what? Let's do this. I'm going to dead this battle. You tell me at the end of this. I think Piper Boy was the one who said it. I said, yo, you tell me at the end of this year who has the better career. There should be no reason. If he has more talent than me, if he's on a better league than me, if he's in front of more subscribers and more people, then at the end of the year, he should have the better year. Point and blank, period. And if it doesn't, then we got another issue. You know what I'm saying? You gotta recant on your statement. So, not just him. It was Holmesy. It was Craig Lamar. It was all them dudes. And so for me, it started getting too disrespectful. So I was like, bump it.
Let me ask you about Craig Lamar though, because he had a few comments recently. I don't know if you peeked that or not. What did you feel about Kendrick Lamar's comments?
What did he say?
Yeah, to the effect that that I guess y'all were supposed to battle. He don't want to battle. If the battle came up that he could battle you now, he'll decline on that. I saw that floating around Twitter. I don't know how true that is. But I saw that floating around.
We was so that was supposed to be my first. I think it was my first PG offer. You know what I'm saying? But neither one of us didn't take it. He didn't take the PG. I didn't take the PG. You know what I'm saying? He kept battling on RBE. You know what I'm saying? I kept battling on bullpen. That was it though. And so then it just got brought up again. You know what I'm saying? They gave me those three names. I said Craig. I don't know why. I mean, if I was him, I would take the bat. I don't know what else he got going for him. You know what I'm saying? He just arguably lost his last two PG performances. You know what I'm saying? His last two smack performances. And so he definitely lost the one in LA. And then the Holmesy one, even if he did win, it just wasn't a good look. It was a bad battle on both ends. So
let me ask you this, Loso. Let's say you go on the URL stage. Do you feel there's going to be a lot of scrutiny in your way? And when I use the word scrutiny, okay, I think you're going to be one of them people that if you ever touch the URL stage, I think you're going to have to be on 100 because there's people that are going to be like, told you Loso couldn't hang with the young boys, other cats here and on URL. Yeah. Do you feel the added pressure, though, if you were to go on URL?
Yeah, man. You know, so crazy. It's not even if I go on URL. My next battle is going to be so scrutinized, bro.
Yes.
That it doesn't matter. Like, it's every battle. You got to think about it. Every battle that I've had, I mean, it's going to get to a point where it's like, because I'm arguably, right, undefeated. Let's say Loso really hasn't had a clear loss. Go ahead.
That's true, but let me ask you a question. People have said to me, three, stop, I'm holding Loso's hand and all this. You know your boy, a lot of them battles he was in, he was the favorite going into that battle. He hasn't gone into a real battle yet where he was the clear-cut underdog going into the battle.
Yeah.
What do you say to that,
though? I think the B.1, I definitely was the underdog. I think So I just think it's kind of like the wave, the trajectory of my career kind of looks like I'm supposed to win. Like with the show off, right? It everybody was saying like, yo, Loso is supposed to, even if Loso loses, it's gonna be an upset. But really, it was kind of a slight on show off because the homie took 5 to 6 months off, and you giving him his return on his league, and you telling him he's the underdog. I don't know. Maybe that might be saying more about me. You know what I'm saying? But maybe if they want, but every battle I've had, everyone has always told me, yo, Loso, what you going to do with this dude? You've never seen this. You going against DNA, yada, yada. You going against Show Off, yada, yada. You going to, Murder likes to bark on people. You in his hometown.
I never worried about it. To be honest, Loso, I never worried about the team or the battle. I never I feel that you could have prepped in 3 hours and you was going to beat that man. But what do you say to people that say, Loso is feeling himself a little bit, though, that because he's getting these names and stuff, his name is buzzing, and certain guys are coming at him. He's feeling himself. And how is he trying to come on URL and hop over other dudes that's putting in pain and work right now? The Snake Eyes of the world, the Joes of the world, the Holmesies, the Moons of the world. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'll be honest, man. I would just respectfully say this. Yo, it's y'all fault. Don't get mad at me. Like, I don't even know why they show, like, yo, Loso, come over. Like, they crazy to say, like, Loso, come over. Because if I go over there, y'all got to move over on the bench. Y'all got to take a seat.
Oh, it's like that. Hold on. It's like that.
But it's real. Put it this way. Snake Eyes, he's been one of the forefronters for Loso. He ain't really done that. Who he think he is. He did a whole Facebook live on, like, who Loso think he is, him and Holmesy, right? Him, Holmesy, and Craig Lamar, they all did one. Just that goes to show you, like, just the effect of what all has been doing. But Snake Eyes said, you ain't playing in the NBA. You ain't playing what we playing at. Here's my problem with that, bro. When I'm looking on the list, when I'm looking on the end of the year, 2017 end of the year battle list, right, I don't see Snake Eyes' name. I don't see Craig Lamar's name. I don't see Holmesy's name. I don't see a Ryder. I don't see a Jack. I don't see their names. You know what I'm saying? So you trying to tell me a brother in the D-League is getting more all-star votes than the dude in the NBA? How is that possible? How is that possible? How am I not? And it's not like I'm squeaking in with number 20 and 19. People are arguing, yo, was he a top 10 battler? People are, was he a top 5 battler? Was he arguing?
Is it because you get opportunity, though? Is it because you're getting more opportunity
cool,
than
cool,
those
cool.
guys?
Let's say this. They've chosen where they want to go ahead and make their bet at. I got no problem with that. My only issue with that, and that was another point that Snake Eyes was trying to make. Yo, you only where you at because of John John. But this is the thing. I'm not the only battler on John John's league. In fact, I wasn't even the first battler on John John's league. John John had about 7 to 8 guys that he recruited first. We talking PC, Riggs, Street Hems, Bad News, D-Flames, Zigzag. We talking about all these battlers that he recruited first before he even heard of Loso. Before I even went up there for a tryout, he was pushing these dudes on a big card with Charlie Clips, with DNA, with Cortez, with Matt Hopper, with himself. He had Waka Flocka in the building. He had Lil Duval. He had a bunch of names over there. So my thing is, like, if somebody want to say, yo, John John Hody, so cool, you show me another Loso in bullpen. Show me another one.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Listen,
you know
I like Bad News, but I always say Chef Trez and you were bullpen. You guys are the, you know. But look at Chef Trez, too, though. He came to URL, and he kind of had to go, you know, follow protocol, so to speak.
If
you look at Chef Trez stuff and be like, he kind of came together, you know, even though he was a spit that heat, but we were in bullpen together, and now he's on URL, and he kind of had to go through the trenches, so to speak, and still is.
Yeah, see, but I feel like I think he got a good opportunity. I feel like he took advantage. I mean, you got to think about it. He came in and battled Ryder.
Right.
Chef Trez has had a way better, I mean, he's had way better battles, way better opportunities than Ryder has. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the dudes battled Mike P, Rum Nitty, JC on his return, you know what I'm saying? Chef Trez got Prep, Chess, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's gotten these battles and they put him in a position, they told him, they said, yo, if you come over here, they told me the same thing. Yo, if you come over here, we got you, we're going to push you, just like we did Chef Trez. Now, me personally, as a Chef Trez fan, and that's my brother too. Like Trez and I, you know, we were supposed to be like that Bad News battle that happened. That was supposed to be me and Trez. You know what I'm saying? Me and Trez were supposed to meet at the top of a bullpen card. It was supposed to be the top two bulls, and that was supposed to be us. You know what I'm saying? That would have been a crazy battle. I don't think me and Trez would ever battle now. You know what I'm saying? But that was supposed to be where we was at. Now, when he went the URL route, we still stay in touch. We talk all the time. We spar, and Chef Trez tell me to this day, he like, Loso, come over to URL. Come over to URL. Trust me, I'm making the most money. I'm doing the best. And that's a great opportunity for Trez, and I'm happy for him. Like, I'm really rooting for him every time he hit the stage. Do I wish that he stayed with Bullpen? Yeah, man, we would have been stronger than what we are now. But that was his opportunity. I think that, I mean, don't get me wrong. They've told me several times, like, Loso, you get over here, it's a one-and-done type of thing. You do this one PG, boom. And I feel like no matter what happens, I mean, even if the crowd ain't really rocking with me, and as long as I get 3 rounds clear, like, they're going to give me another play right after that.
But you want the people to rock with you, though. Once you get to URL, I think the views are there, the opportunity there. Let me ask you a question about the money aspect of it. Do you feel URL – it's trying to play you because they might try to decrease your money and pay to give you a certain young cat, being that you've battled other dudes, you'll probably get a nice little lump sum?
Yeah, so, like, I'll say this. I mean, I've you know, I get paid well on Bullpen. I get paid well on RB. ARP, I go on record, man. The man does, like, the best business, bro. Out there, bro. Like, I don't even know who comes, you know what I'm saying, who comes in there. Like, he's just a good dude out there, the way he takes care of the battles. But with URL, yeah, I ain't going to front, like, the first battle that we was going to do next month. I mean, I wasn't going to get paid what I usually get paid, but I was going to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't – I'm pretty sure there's been a couple dudes over there who's probably done three, you know what I'm saying? And it was, and it's the situation. So I don't have to come out my pocket, because usually a traditional PG, you coming out your pocket, you spending X amount of dollars for the flight, for the hotel, for your food out there, and then you got to go ahead and battle. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is like, I think after I do that first one, I think it's gonna be a good look. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the business side of things is gonna be an issue if I do join over there. My only issue is right now, why do we need to throw shade on what Loso has done to go ahead and kind of? But you know what it is? This is what it is. I'm gonna tell you what it is. They have to do that.
Is it? Hold on. Is it really disrespect though? I think dudes respect you. I think they trying to push the okay Loso, because let's be real, man. They watching you. They wouldn't be able to reach out. They wouldn't even scream your name if you weren't nice. Let's just be clear on that. You were some garbage has been dude
never,
that ain't got no
way,
bars. Loso name won't be mentioned.
But this thing, they've never ran into a situation like this. They've never had a situation where the fans are yelling. Maybe the B-Dot situation. You know what I'm saying? But they've never had a situation outside of B-Dot where they couldn't control where the brand was at. You got to think about it. They have to. They have things Loso has done before. Because if they don't discredit, when I touch that stage, the first time ever the world is going to see a person on that stage with a brand that has been cultivated outside of the Smack brand. And they can't, and I don't think they can handle that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to. They got to discredit John the Bullpen.
No shade to Norm, because that's no matter what, Norm's is my guy. But I think you and P, and I like to set up a conversation with just you and him, not on the show, just y'all two have that conversation, because P's really a lot of mastermind behind the scene. And I think you and P should have a conversation. It don't got to be on no damn show. Just you and him have that conversation and take it from there as grown men.
Yeah.
Not on no damn shows and all that shit where dudes' egos are in the way. Just y'all two. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Just y'all two. What do you think about the battle rappers calling you out? Twerk, Ryder, Snake Eyes. They looking at you like food, my dude. They looking at you as food, Loso.
They know what's up, man. Look, bro, I've you know what I'm saying? Like, I speak to these dudes outside of social media, stuff like that. And, you know, I spoke to Ryder on the phone. I got, you know, I'm supposed to be chopping it up with Twerk.
I think you and Ryder would be crazy.
I think he's cool. You know what I'm saying? I think the Twerk battle, like, for Twerk to say that, you know what I'm saying? If you just ask my personal opinion, I think they just blowing smoke. You know what I'm saying? But I think they're not going to risk that. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to risk that.
So what you mean? Hold on. you my guy, but Twerk has battled some a stiffer competition when you go, my G. I'm not saying he's won all his battles.
And what happened?
I'm not saying he won all his battles.
And that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like, this is all I'm saying. I'm not necessarily saying I'm going to go in there and watch, dude. But I'm just saying they're not going to risk it because of the possibility. You know what I'm saying? Like, what reward are they going to get if they put Loso and Twerk in front of each other and Loso comes out victorious, clearly? That's going to do a lot for me and nothing for them.
Well, let's be real. I don't think, and I'm sorry, Norms, P, all of y'all, I know y'all was not happy that Mr. Wavy beat Twerk. No one's told me this, Loso. This is just, if you watch Battle Rap and you know this culture, that's they poster boy. They did not want, I mean, cats can sit there and be like, yeah, you know, we try to get Mr. Wavy and Twerk to have a good battle. We expected this battle to be dope. Yeah, that's cool. But I know y'all ain't really happy with Twerk losing that battle. Clearly.
It's
not a debate. You know what I'm saying? Politics and battle rap, man. How much does that piss you off as a battle rapper?
I mean, it's twofold. I mean, it really depends. Like, for this situation, like I said, I'm not even against protocol or politics. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to front. I'm not necessarily – like, I would be hypocritical if I said I wasn't – if I was against politics, because I'm not just going to battle any – Joe Schmo, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. All this PG talk, right? Even for my next battle on Bullpen, it got to mean something, because if I just battle a regular dude, you know what the world going to say? Loso, you really just had this whole campaign. You had the whole world. You shut down battle rap talk, and you clogged up battle rap media for 2-3 days, and you gonna take a regular dude on bullpen for your next battle?
Yeah, you can't. You can't hustle backwards.
I know
you don't. You're not to the hustle game, but you can't hustle backwards.
Yeah,
also.
My next joint. Nah. My next joint gotta be a big joint. If it's gonna be on bullpen, it gotta be a big
that's
deal.
A fact.
If it's gonna be on
John,
RV,
John,
it's
that's a
RV,
fact. Hey, John,
you know,
John,
yeah.
That's a super fact, my dude. That's a super fact, my bro. Talking
he
about
can't
be no creep up, man.
Yeah, John can't just call me and just yo, I need you to come help me out on this bullpen joint because only
we,
because
we,
of
got,
the
we got the Chicago
that,
Bulls for you tonight, Loso. We got the Bulls
yeah.
for you tonight, nah, my dude. Can't
yeah,
play the Bulls
yeah.
tonight, nah, ain't happening.
I can't. Or it has to be somebody. It has to be something that the fans will want to talk about. RBE, if ARP call me, it'll be a good situation. I know ARP gonna throw me something good. Or King to die like a blackout. You know what I'm saying? Let's say blackout come back up. They give me that phone call. Cool. I get a passwords or I get a I get somebody. You know what I'm saying? Somebody dope for a good comeback or something like that. Because if I don't, if it's not something that can at least you can at least have a story around. It's gonna look really, really bad. I could go take a battle for a check, but it'll be like, dang, Loso, you really was crying because you had to go ahead and do this piece, which I wasn't. But you really made this whole campaign for doing a PG, and then you gonna take this. So my
I thought some of your tweets. I ain't gonna lie, Los. I thought some of your tweets was sounding like obviously you're tweeting, but it just feel like you was pressing the send on some pissed off levels, though. Am I right on
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Some of your tweets have a little
it.
Pissed
getting,
off, my dude.
Man, I'm getting hit up so many different times. I'm seeing so many different Facebook live. Like if you go on YouTube right now, you type in Loso PG. So many blogs and Facebook lives and interviews have been posted up in the last 3 days where it's kind of like, dang, you know what I'm saying? And not all of them are positive. So for me, yeah, it's getting to me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
some people
like,
think you get washed by twerk. Some people think Rado will give you that work. Some people think Snake Eyes will bully you. The only thing I say about
yeah.
that is I don't – everybody that battles Loso want to go the church route and talk about the Lord and blame him for why they not – why they light bill
yeah.
is, they light is off. Like, that ain't got to do with Loso. Like, that ain't going to beat Loso in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But listen –
or the bully
you,
route.
You,
or the bully route.
Or the bully route also. It depends how they go. It depends how they – I like Snake Eyes, though. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Would you be keen to battle our streets if that's the name I keep hearing thrown out? Would you be down
but
to
you
that?
Know why they
let's
doing
get
that?
To the,
they
let's get
doing
to the chase.
That. Yeah, they see this is the thing. I don't even like I like our streets. I like the couple of times that I did meet him out in bullpen. I think he a good dude. So my thing is like would I battle him? Yeah, for the competition because I think he's been battling for a long time. He's been battling way before me, you know what I'm saying? They just now hearing about
right.
it, but he's been battling for a long, long time. The thing about it, though, is that they doing that. They building it up because they need something to go ahead and get the crowd to see R Street, you know what I'm saying? Because they said, like, for instance, R Street supposedly just watched Reaper Rail at this last event, this last Survivor
right.
series or whatnot. My thing is, so what? So, like, how you going to market that? How are you going to market R Street versus Reaper Rail? And how you gonna make us click play? So my thing is, like,
is there a party that's like, yo, you know what? All right, let me y'all trying to throw our streets at me. I know we all know what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to build this man profile up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna demolish this dude. Is there a party? Like, let me just get him this smooth up out of here.
Yeah, there
just
is.
To show you what time it is.
Now on a Born Legacy though, this is the thing. I was going to do – it has to be on the Born Legacy. And if they oppose, which is crazy because that's not even an outrageous demand for
right.
Loso, who's asking to open up a Born Legacy. You like R Streets? You think you got 100% that R Streets is going to watch Loso? All right, cool. All Loso asking,
all that,
put me on a Born – yeah, I know for a fact. I know about that. It's not true. But my thing is, like, you want Loso to go ahead and battle R Streets? Hey, go ahead and put him on a Born Legacy then. I'm not going to one-off R Streets. I'm not going to go ahead and just battle him anywhere. Go ahead and give him that look then.
I see a couple of you young cats. I see a couple of you cats on Twitter talking about, yo, R Streets, yo, he's dope, man. He had a dope – my dude, okay, that's fine, man. Yeah, you're trying to poke dudes. I don't got no beef with RCT, but let me not go here.
I think Norbs has a group chat with all of them in it and said, you know what? This is the plan, guys. Go ahead and everybody tweet Loso right now saying that R Streets will kill him, because that's exactly what Rada, Snake Eyes, R Streets, Holmesy, all these dudes said it simultaneously. I was like, oh my goodness. I said, look at this. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go ahead and even entertain. You ain't seen me tweet his name.
No,
you
no,
know
no.
what I'm saying? But if they really if they really want it, cool. Pay Loso. Pay him on a Born Legacy card, like I've been telling you to do. We'll do it on the Born Legacy, and go ahead and give R Streets the shot that you think he needs. But that's the thing. Like, it's like they trying to market it like he graduated from the PGs, so he gonna demote himself to give me the shot.
Smart on their side. Let's keep it real though. It's smart on their head. Smart on URL's part to do that. That's business.
But this is the thing. Did anybody really feel like Emerson Kennedy was giving B Dot the shot? No. Nobody with a logical mind thought that.
No.
Even though he's done.
It was a good battle though.
It was a great battle. It was a great
battle.
Nobody felt like it was a diss to Emerson Kennedy for him to demote himself to battle B-Dot, because realistically, B-Dot and Emerson Kennedy realistically shouldn't even be, not talent wise, just off of profiles, shouldn't be on the same stage. If we keep it at 1,000.
You think so?
If we keep it at 1,000, just off of impact in the culture, bro, ain't too many people you can put against B-Dot name.
That's what I'm saying. Like, B, I know he's mad at me right now. He feel like I got him losing the last two battles. I had Verb beating him, and I had you beating him. He's not too happy with me right now. But B-Dot, you still my dude. I still think you fire, man.
Yo, you got to think about it. At the end of the day. He's the reason why is because this is how you know if you really at a certain level. If we saw a card tomorrow that said B Dot versus Loaded Lux is set.
It's over. It's a wrap. I'm loving it.
And nobody ain't gonna say B Dot don't deserve that. That's how much it is.
Loso, you really come on, it's a battle rap community. You really feel that way?
I don't think too many people are going to be opposed to it like that. Like, he's one of the few that you're going to be like, hey, go ahead.
They'll say like father, like son. They're trying to build it up like father, like son type battle.
Yeah, like that. But this thing, I say all of that to say, cool, they want to go in and dress up these dudes who, quote unquote, graduated from the PGs. Like, for instance, Lex Luthor put out, he a dude who just graduated from the PGs. He said, yo, I battled D-Ness on Smack. I graduated from the PGs. I'll take a step back to battle Loso on his first battle. My thing is like, look, you using the right words for you, but me personally, that's you not taking those, like, what? I'm the one who's really got to go ahead and tell the million or the thousands and thousands of people who watch my battles, like, yo, this is why I'm battling this guy, even though y'all never really heard of R Streets, even though y'all never really heard of Snake, even though y'all really never heard of these dudes, this is why I got a battle. Like, I'm the one who has to go ahead and explain to them why I'm taking y'all and I'm not taking somebody else. I got people really, really anticipating a Loso and T-Top battle. You know what I'm saying? Whether that happens on
I heard that talk too. I heard that talk also. I would love to see you on T-Top. I would really like that. I think T-Top a different animal. I think T-Top would keep some problems on Loso. I'm going to keep it tall.
Yeah.
I think he would.
Yeah.
You my guy. You know what I mean? But does it bother you at all that people are, because I've seen a lot of people nitpicking your battles you've had. Oh, he battled this person and this person, da, da, da. No one cares about DNA. He had a debatable with Gems, which no shade of Gems. That's one, you know what? That's one of your battles that I really wasn't too, as a Loso supporter, that I didn't really go too crazy with. I thought the Gems side put you up the gas a little bit.
I feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. It was a tough spot. You know what I'm saying? That was my first time. Like, that Toronto crowd ain't a Fresh Coast crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like I was battling in L.A. Like, the Toronto crowd is really there. Even if you watch their last event where Head Ice and Cortez battled, like, the crowd was dead. You know what I'm saying? So, for
That's
me and Gems, arguably, that was one of the greatest Gems, and undeniably, that was the worst Loso, and we have it as a debatable. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And so,
my thing is,
I don't like that. I don't like that joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is no excuse. You know what I'm saying? I was doing back-to-back shows at that time. You go and check the timeline. I had Bad News 3 weeks before Gems, and Farrah and Shuni the week after, where I had to go ahead and prep with another guy, Street Hands, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't even write a bar yet. So I had a lot in between, and I'm flying, you know, to Toronto from Florida. So, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of different joints. So when I'm up there and I'm battling, yeah, it wasn't the best Loso. And people try to go ahead and bring that up. But this is the thing. For me to have Loso and Gems was last year, 2017. And I ended the year off on almost on a bigger note than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like,
yeah,
I was able to still overcome that with the Farrah and Shuni battle, the 2-on-2, the Jay Murder battle, the B-Dot battle. And it's like, yo, Loso was writing some incredible stuff last year. And we got it. And so even with that bad performance.
Okay, Loso, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, even with that bad performance, it's kind of like, yo, he was able to do that. And so this year, I feel like 2018, yo, I'm already starting off on a good note, you know what I'm saying? Went into RBE, got a dub against Show Off, got right
facts.
Now the culture popping with this shit,
Loso
do a PG, and whatever battle I take next, you know what I'm saying? This is what's going to go ahead. And I know I'm going to get a different offer from KOTD, from different offers from RBE, and then obviously John's going to take care of Bullpen or whatnot. So I'm waiting. Even if I don't touch the URL stage this year, you still going to have a conversation with Loso at the end of that battle list.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. How much is it, the word importance, when I use the word importance, when you guys are, a battle rapper's dream to get on URL, is that what you guys all battle for, to try to get on URL? I'm just curious to know about that, because I hear a lot of talk lately, like, oh, we all try to get on URL. Don't front like y'all ain't trying to get on URL. Guys, that's not on URL. Now Big K is on URL now. Is that a battle rapper's dream, so to speak?
I mean, I ain't going to sit up here in front. Like, I was watching URL, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was the joint that I was on. The thing about it, though, is that I also, when I was watching, there was no such thing as a bullpen. I mean, they had spit that heat, but I didn't really know about it, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'll say the word dream, but, yo, put it this way, man. So I have no problem doing a URL battle, but I don't necessarily know if I want to be a URL battler. You see what I'm saying? Why can't Loso just bring his brand to URL and give y'all a different demographic, give y'all a different look, give y'all a different, y'all know he popping, y'all know he doing stuff, y'all know y'all checking the social media and stuff like that. Why can't y'all allow him to go ahead and freelance over there? Boom, give y'all five matchups. And then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, let him go back and do whatever he wants. And then that's how we do business. You know what I'm saying? You want me to come battle?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do something like an Arsenal, like a Big K, you know what I'm saying? Something along those lines. Because I don't necessarily know if I would just want to be strictly URL. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yeah, I do think that – I think any battler, they'll be front if they didn't say that it was definitely a dream, because they got the biggest crowds. It's just you can't really copy what they kind of created over there, the aura of battle rap over there. I think it's the mecca of battle rap. But as far as like a dream to be a URL battler, I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore. I think you go ahead and still, I think I'm showing that you kind of, you know, you could create your brand outside of URL and hold your own, you know what I'm saying, and know your worth.
Well, you know what I'm worried about also? I'm worried about this, and I've seen it happen to Big K, and I said this about Big K also, that Big K, after URL, he went on King of the Dot, he went on RBE, and he flourished. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I started feeling like, okay, there's only so many cats he could battle that's left on these particular stages and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now he's battling T-Top on Smack Volume 2. I worry about that with you a little bit. Should I not worry about that? Or am I bugging? Am I reaching? Or
Nah, I think you should worry about it. I'm gonna keep it all the way live, bro. I think that's definitely a good thing to think about it. Like, for me too, I gotta think about that. Like, you know, how many dudes can I really create storylines with? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's millions and millions of battlers out there, but how many battles can you really take that's gonna make sense? You see what I'm saying? And so, I agree. You know what I'm saying? I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't battle on URL, or I wouldn't battle these cats, but I do think that you go ahead and there's situations that where you have battlers kind of create and cultivate their own brand outside of URL that you can bring on and create a fire matchup. You know what I'm saying? Like Like, nobody ain't going to get mad if you do a Loso versus Twerk right now. What you going to say? Loso don't deserve Twerk? Twerk don't deserve
ain't nobody
Loso?
Saying,
like, nobody
ain't, gonna... nah, ain't nobody saying no to that. I would
ain't
love
nobody,
that.
You know
that's
what I'm
saying?
So my thing is, that'll be a crazy match where you know you, like, I can guarantee you people going to buy pay-per-view. I can guarantee that people going to come through the door. Like, me personally, I could guarantee that. And I know they could do that on their own too. So with all that,
real,
I mean,
let's keep it real, Loso. John, forgive me when I say this, man. Dog, I only got the bullpen back on pay per view because of you and beat down my G. Keep it
Yo,
tall, Cortez man.
Cortez told me that.
Keep
Cortez
it extra tall,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
Keep it extra tall. What do you say to people that say, "Oh, Loso, you got away with that over there, bullpen and king of the dot"? But this, are you worried about the URL crowd if you ever got on that stage being receptive to you?
Not at all, bro. Not at all. I'm a performer at
not
heart,
at
bro. I know how to adapt, man. Not at all. I can't wait. I can't wait, bro. I can't wait till I get a chance to perform. But you got to think about it, man. Like, I see why they're saying, I mean, it's crazy that they even using, like, yo, you do well at home. I ain't from Atlanta.
Right.
I'm from Tampa, Florida, bro. I never battled in Atlanta. Never did anything. I came on that, and you got to think about it. I'm coming into Atlanta, into a battle rap place where it was predominantly just ran by Spit That Heat battlers and dudes
right.
like that. So, like, when I'm jumping on stage, it wasn't like I'm coming from, like, a URL or anything. Like, nah, bro, I'm coming up there dolo. I'm flying dolo. They buy one ticket. The only other person who comes with me is my wife when
wow.
I pay for her ticket, and she flies separately. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm coming up there
wow.
solo by myself, and when I'm in there, I'm snatching the crowd, just like I got to go ahead and snatch the crowd from anybody else. Same thing like I'm doing in RBE. Same thing I got to do in KOTD. So, like, that home court advantage, nah. If you did an event out in Orlando, if you did an event out in Tampa, yeah, okay, then you go
right.
ahead and do that. You're going to have a real problem because I'm going to bring the whole city out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to bring the whole city. I'm going to bring the whole state up. Like,
right.
cool. Then you go ahead and use the whole, yeah, he comfortable at home. But for me to go to New York, I've kind of already, you know what I'm saying, two times I've battled in New York already. That, obviously, that's RBN. I'm not saying it's the same thing as a smack stage. But with the whole URL joint, I think I'm, you know what I'm saying, I can't put it so I can, obviously, I can say what I could do, what I should do, what I would do. But at the same time, I do think that, like, with what I prepare with, what I got going, and how I deliver, I think people are going to pay attention and they're going to hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm just up there talking. Like, people pay attention. You know what I'm saying? And when people pay attention,
but
I think the URL crowd is going to love it.
Do people know that you got a fan base outside of battle rap? Because when I watch
the
RBE pay-per-view, pay-per-view, I'm literally watching you do a concert, rocking the crowd, and people are singing your lyrics, dog. And I'm like, is that another part of you? Like, hold on, man, I rock shows, my dude. Like, we ain't gonna play that type of game. Is that also
mindset? Also, I think they're not thinking about that, man. Like, you got to think about it. Like, because they don't really listen, because they don't care about the content in my music, they gonna try to downplay. But one thing you can't downplay is the fact, like, bro, every dude I'm arguing with on Twitter. All them battlers over there, none of them verified on Twitter. How is Loso verified on Twitter? How is Loso got a blue check by his name? You want
to
know why? Because on top of the battle rap, on top of the battle rap demand, I'm traveling the country every weekend. I'm not just sitting at home, you know what I'm saying, just chilling, writing. But like, I'm really, like, doing shows. I got projects on iTunes, like my last joint, whether or not the battle rap community rock, you got to think about the battle rap community. When they think about music, they
it's
think
small.
About Sue Surf. They think about Shotgun Shit.
Yes.
They think about Cortez, right?
Yeah.
You think about Lux, John. You think about these dudes who are putting out projects. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, like, you got a market. I got a fan base. I got my following where my last project, I charted. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was charting on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get checks from Spotify every quarter. I get checks from iTunes every quarter. Like, that's on the side. So when you see Loso verified on Twitter, and like, you gotta understand, like, you watch my video, you watch my music videos, you go on my Instagram, like, you see, like, full-fledged production stuff. Like, I'm not just, every post ain't just me on the block. or me just saying, yo, I got another battle. No, if I got a battle, I'm promoting my battle, and I'm promoting it to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? But in between all of that, you see me posting up flyers for my concert. Yo, I'm in this town. Yo, I'm in this town. Right now, the month of March, I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going back to South California. Then I go to South Carolina. Then I go back up to Chicago. Then I'm back up in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing all those things, and that's on the low for the battle rap culture. But if you a low soul fan, you got to understand it. So my thing is, like, why wouldn't they look at that and say, yo, Loso is offering us something that other dudes ain't really bringing right now? And I think that they're going to downplay that too.
So let me ask you a question. You battle Twerk, and he hits you with that madness, and the crowd going crazy. that's not going to rattle you a little bit?
Nah, bro. I'm ready for that. Well, see, I mean, what can I say? You know what I'm saying? I'm right there and there, but my thing is, like, go ahead, say, do all that. I want that. That's what I live for. I like putting myself in positions where it's like, Loso, what you going to do on this thing? All right, cool. We're going to find out. There's no other way. There's so many different things that every single battle is like, yo, what you going to do when B-Dot do this? What you going to do when Show Up do this? What you going to do when DNA do this? What you going to do? And so my thing is like, cool, let's find out. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I ain't backing down. You know what I'm saying? Like, put it this way. It's other Christian rappers out there. You got Saga, you got A-War, you got Street Hands. There's three other ones. Why is it such an uproar for Loso right now?
Because he's standing out. No disrespect to those dudes. And I would tell them that. And I like Saga, and I think A-Ward is dope. I think A-Ward is mad slept on. That's a fact. And yeah. Street Hymns, I'm getting more adjusted to him. But I think you stand out a little more than those brothers. No shade to those guys. But you shade out. You stand out a little more. I like Saga, I would rate you over Saga.
But what stands out, though? What would you say stands out?
I think delivery, presence, bars, cleanliness. Yeah. Saga's battled some dope dudes too. I can't throw on Saga. He's battled some level of competition. He battled some dope dudes too. But yeah, I just think he stand out a little more, man.
Yeah,
I think
he stand
out a little more.
Thing is, like, with all of that, because I seen somebody else saying Holmesy, he was like, "Yo, Loso is a pure gimmick. We only worry. We only talking about him right now because of the religion joint. Really?" Like, how many times you going to be able to use that on different people? You know what I'm saying? How many times you going to go ahead and use that on different people? If that's the case, you calling the whole fan base of battle rap ignorant. How they falling for this gimmick right here? Nah, brother. Ain't nobody. Like, I still got to go up there and rap. I still got to go up there and perform. I still got to go up there and shake the room just like everybody else. Thing, I feel like I got to try harder every event. Because what I'm talking about ain't what they necessarily trying to hear. So I gotta shape it in a way. I gotta put it in a package where people gonna go ahead and want to listen to it. So
do you think that's also that people that we don't respect the back? I respect it, but other people might not respect the fact that you're dealing with a guy that's not your typical battle rapper, and he's not spitting the same thing everybody else is spitting. So for you, it might be harder for you to try to write stuff that people are going to say, that was dope. Is it harder? Do you think you don't get enough credit for that?
Yeah, man. Bro, you know how many times I just want to say, yo, I'm going to go ahead and grab the Thule or do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just because it's so easy. It's so easy. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is like, nah, I definitely got to go ahead and talk. You know what I'm saying? And rap. And you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily use profanity in my rounds either. So when I structure all of this, you wouldn't even know. There's some dudes who come up to me thanking me after the battle, and then it hits them. It's like, yo, you really didn't curse the whole battle. Yo, you really didn't do this the whole battle. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like, I definitely think it's definitely difficult, but I'm up for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm for that. I'm for that challenge. And so whatever opponent they put in front of me, you know what I'm saying? I think they necessarily, I mean, they got also a challenge too. Like, I don't think nobody can definitely go into a battle with Loso and prepare the same way they're going to prepare for anybody else. But on the same tip, you know, I think it's definitely difficult on my end too. So it's a give and take.
Was Norbs being disrespectful in your eyes the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think, so this is the thing, like,
and that's my guy, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, he was, but I also, and that's the thing too. Like, Like, I don't think Norbs hates Loso. But I think Norbs doesn't want to give any – yeah, I don't think he wants to give any power to – and I also – and I'll say this. I think he is making it extra tough for Loso because of where I'm coming from. If Loso was just straight off independent dude, right, just making noise, he wouldn't be having all this conversation. But because I'm attached to the John and bullpen situation, and because the John and Norb situation ain't all peaches and cream right now, I think, or Paul's, you know what I'm saying, ain't all gravy right now, I think that's why you see him even throwing a little more shade, because you got to think about it. It's not just if Loso gets on that stage, it's not just bigging up the brand he's done. You bigging up the bullpen brand, and you bigging up the job that John has kind of done over here too. So, and I think that they kind of want to fight that. And I think because of the little shade that they've been throwing back and forth, and unfortunately I'm caught in the middle of it, but because of the shade they're throwing back and forth, they kind of both want to send another person a message. So Norbs is kind of like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, let them stay over there. I don't really need them type of thing.
And to be fair, Loso, he has to stick up for his guys, to ride for his guys, yeah, also. That's on his roster,
mm-hmm,
to be fair.
True.
What do you say to the people that's like, all right, I've been on URL for 3 years, you know, and I'm not getting a big name such and such, and Loso comes in here and does a damn chess move on me and getting bigger names than me? What do you say to the battle rapper that's like, how's that fair? That it should be protocol.
Yo, I would tell him, I was like, look, man, I don't have to go ahead and stay here. Go ahead and explore your options out there. Like, I think some of them got names where they can go ahead and do something. Like, the end of the day, they can't all get on the floor. You know what I'm saying? They can't all get in the game. They're not going to be able to. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why you see people sitting out for a year. And like Ryder and Saga last year, you know what I'm saying? Like, they both sat out a year, bro. Literally sat out a year. But they really feel like, yo, this is my best opportunity, where they probably would have got crazy looks elsewhere. They would have got a crazy look on RB. They would have got a crazy look on KOTD. They would have got a crazy look at bullpen. But they wanted to go ahead and stay. Put it this way. Some of the dudes, and it's so crazy. Put it this way. I'm going to say this is the only thing I'm going to say. One of the dudes that you mentioned on this interview that was saying some slick comments about Loso, you want to know the crazy thing? He's in John's. He was in John's inbox right before this month, saying, "Yo, I'm gonna have one more conversation with URL. If I don't get this look, yada yada. If I don't get a look, I want to come to bullpen." Like, to already say, like, because they know, like, a lot of these dudes know, like, and they kind of view bullpen like it's the other option. It's the other side. It's the other team.
I think bullpen and RBE. I think some battle rappers do look at that as a other option. Whether that's good or bad,
But see, with RBE, I feel like they feel like it's another option, but I don't think it's a situation where they want to kind of like, yo, I'm an RBE artist. You saying? But I'm telling you that there's a specific dude we talked about today who was literally who was saying, yo, we're not getting treated well over here. I want to come to bullpen. And so for me to see him, I'm looking at the situation. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I'm looking at you. I got screenshots of what you was trying to do, and now you trying to throw shade on me. You know what I'm saying? But that's how the game goes, bro.
Yeah. I feel you, Loso. I think that whole situation is – you know, there's been a lot of talk the last couple of days.
But this is the thing, though. We'll always remember these last 3 days, like the day Loso freaking.
It's been lit. I like to talk on social media. Everybody
even with
–
you think about
that.
URL looked at it. URL probably seen it and said, you know what? Just stop the talk yesterday. What we going to do? We're going to announce T-Top and Big K. Then today, it picked right back up. New Jersey Twerk calling them out. New Snake Eyes calling them out. You know what I'm saying? All these, it picked right back up today. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front. I loved every minute of it. And we back to work, bro. We back to work no matter what.
Are you and Norm's going to have a conversation?
Yeah, we can. We definitely can. I don't really got no interest in, like, picking up the phone and calling them or whatnot.
Right.
But if any situation is popping up, if I see him, you know what I'm saying?
Just can't battle our streets, though, Loso, man. Just can't battle RC. Or, I mean, our streets, wipe them up, and then.
You said I can't? Oh, you said I would.
No, you should. Yeah, I think you should.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just to prove a point. I think sometimes you got to prove a point to people, man. Like, yo, all right, yeah. Y'all think this person is such and such. I'm going to show you why. I'll play a little game. You know what I'm saying? I'll play a little game. What's this conversation I heard lately about guys not getting paid in battles? And I heard people saying, oh, Loso probably won't do that because he's probably going to have to pay for a battle and all this, that, and the third. Did you hear those conversations going on?
They said, I think Blue Easy was he was coming out saying, like, does Loso have an issue with taking the battle for free? But my thing is, like, that's not an issue. It's not an issue. But I got to get compensated somehow. I'm not going to invest my money into this situation. I'm not going to invest my money into a situation where it's probably, like, there's no guarantee. Like, first of all, I got to get a guarantee that the battle going to drop. I also got to get it written down in the contract that, yo, this is going to be the situation. Like, I can't, like, if I was doing that. But my thing is, like, the offer that I got, it wasn't a free offer. Like, it was some money on there. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, that wasn't necessarily, I don't know where people was getting that from. Money wasn't even the situation. I was more like, if they call me tomorrow for a Born Legacy, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we could talk money, but if the look is that good, I'm not even gonna go ahead and stress over it, because I know it'll pay itself out once I get the opportunity.
All right. Loso, man, I appreciate taking your time to rock with me, my brother.
For real. Every time, bro.
All day. And Loso, man, I'm going to text you right now because I want to text you some information. I really want you and Peter to have a conversation, man.
Yo, hit me up. Let's do it.
All right, brother. That's what it is, man. Peace, Loso. Bye, bro.